producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Group of the Global Healing Center. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and yes, we did about 30 minutes of that last hour of mid-air refueling, I call it, funding our operation, rolling out a new product. A little news flash: when you listen to talk radio or nightly news or the morning shows on CBS, ABC, NBC, almost all of that is an infomercial product placement. When they're reviewing a movie or reviewing a product or reviewing a book, it's an imprint of News Corp. When we're openly selling something to you, we just say we're selling it. You know, I mean, when I'm selling Rick Ross's book about the fake drug war and the CIA and Gary Webb and all the rest of it, I just say, we're selling the book. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm not going to belabor this anymore, but Secret 12 really is. Do you believe from your research putting this out, this is the best vitamin B12 supplement out there?
No doubt. I don't put out anything that's not the best, and that's just the way we are.
What should the headline on this interview be then when we put it on YouTube? You know, you will die without B12?
Well, that's true. You will. I mean, I don't know. Whatever the best headline would be, something about
not knowing that
everybody needs B12, whether you think so or your doctor doesn't even know you need B12. But
how about the B12 conspiracy?
The B12 conspiracy. There's definitely a lot that goes on. As a matter of fact, you know, they just the supplier of potatoes that supplies McDonald's for their French fries. The USDA and the FDA just approved the new GMO potato for the supplier. So pretty soon, all of the McDonald's French fries are going to be with the new.
And by the way, they had top scientists come out and say that potato is dangerous.
That potato is seriously dangerous. And they also just approved a form of alfalfa too, a GMO form of alfalfa. So, you know, but the good thing is, at least people are stepping up. I mean, right now, again, Monsanto, they wrote an article about me the other day about how much I was a quack. And the Oregon vote that's going on right now.
Monsanto wrote an article about you?
Yeah, they did on one of their farm blogs, you know, just the other day.
Yeah, well, that's like Satan, you know, saying that the Apostle Paul was a bad guy. I mean, Monsanto's got about the lowest rating out there.
Yeah, I know. It's,
I mean, you are a crook.
Monsanto's like the devil. I mean, dating back to Agent Orange and now that, you know, all the
pesticides,
dioxins that are killing the soil. It really all goes back to the soil. Somebody asked me, well, how come there's some areas like the Hunza people and some people that live in the mountains that aren't deficient of everything and they're still exposed to toxic air and water? I said, because everything comes back to the soil. What they do is they take care of their soil. They use their own urine to fertilize the soil. There's some cultures in Siberia that soak the seeds in their mouth, and the seeds literally read what their body is deficient of, and they plant them. That's verified. It's that in Siberia, these cultures, they're really tight-knit. They use all their feces. Everything goes back into the soil to build the soil, and this, as long as the soil is healthy and the soil is mineralized, the plants will grow what you need to survive. See, that's the problem. We've gone from community growing and everybody working together and using the recycling everything, whether it's your urine or your feces or whatever, recycling it into the soil, to spraying chemicals. The agricultural society is just as bad as the pharmaceutical. It's done by design. The pharmaceutical companies are designed to poison you with pharmaceutical drugs. The agricultural society is designed to poison the earth with chemicals and drugs.
And they know what they're doing is killing the soil.
They know, because if you kill the worms, you kill the probiotics in the soil. That's what recycles and aerates the soil and keeps all the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients. You know,
have you seen Interstellar?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, that's basically what happens is a blight, a fungus gets in the atmosphere and takes all the oxygen out of the earth. And I see that as, that's basically what they're trying to do. These people are out of control.
I mean, the millions and millions and millions of forests that have been cut down, that's exactly what's happening. We've gone from 30% oxygen in the air down to about...
And now they want to cut carbon dioxide the plants breathe. Secret 12, folks. Find out more. InfoWars Live. Great job, group.
Thank you.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, she's in the top five hip-hop, pop artist, whatever you want to call it, in the world. Nicki Minaj, even I know who she is, and I don't really follow pop culture very much, as you know, when it comes to entertainment. Though I should, because that's where the real cultural battle is going on. Yes, InfoWars.com and the nightly news and the syndicated radio show has a much larger audience now than CNN does. It's being dumped from different cable networks and satellite networks here in the U.S. and worldwide. But we're not winning the war overall when it comes to Hollywood, when it comes to music, when it comes to the general culture. That's where the real news and the real programming is going on. But we are starting to see more and more positive messages come out of Hollywood. And I've talked to some of the directors and people, like Mark Cuban, who understand that we have a tyranny on our hands. In fact, Mark Cuban just came out. The article's on InfoWars.com. Mark Cuban says feds will F up the Internet. I'm more concerned the government will F it up, he says. And then he goes on to break down that it's basically Obamacare, like Ted Cruz said, for the internet. But I'm shifting gears now to that culture war in this interview. Nicki Minaj put out a hit video, a song yesterday, music video, that last time I checked has had like 5 million views. It'll probably get 100 million views at the current rate, just as one video has. Billboard and others have this headline, exclusive, Nicki Minaj's only director says neither I nor the video are anti-Semitic. And we have the director joining us to talk about this, but earlier when I got into this, I was very offended that there are people calling for the video to be taken down, groups calling for it to be censored. Because even if I disagreed with it, I would still say it has the right to be out there, even if it was a Nazi video. It's obviously the opposite when you listen to the words and the rest of it, showing this is the culture we've become. Just like Charlie Chaplin back in 1940 with the great dictator dressed up like Hitler to make fun of him. It wasn't a pro-Hitler film, but people knew that back then. People understood that he wasn't being pro-Hitler when he dressed up like Hitler and pretended to be him. He was making fun of him and drawing attention to it. So if you're going to say that Nicki Minaj or her director, Jeff Osborne, who's an award-winning director, cinematographer, and editor, working with top names across the board, very excited to have him on. His website is jeffreymosborne.com, and he is a listener, and we appreciate him coming on the broadcast. Congratulations, it's a powerful music video, and so I'm not surprised that folks are calling for it to be censored. I guess you're supposed to only stay in a very narrow confine when it comes to pop music and not try to get outside those lines.
Absolutely. I mean, it was pretty interesting to me because I actually left the country a couple of days before the video released. So this sort of all came to me through the internet, and I wasn't expecting this type of reaction because this type of imagery is all over the place. But I don't know what it specifically was, whether it was just too straightforward or something like that. But I was getting hate mail, tweets, and this and that, and just because someone does that, I'm not going to back down to what I believe in, and also I'm not anti-Semitic. So.
Well, I like your quote. You said, "Sorry, I'm not going to say I'm sorry."
Absolutely. The point of the video is actually quite the opposite, to show how totalitarianism is very much alive today and exists, right in front of our eyes, even though a lot of people can't see that. But I think a lot of people are just missing the point. And then plus the way the media interprets it and then takes certain parts of my quotes and highlights them. Half of them didn't even spell my name right. So you can just tell that the media is sort of it's just become very fast, lacks integrity, and is just really jumping on something to cause a stir rather than tell the truth, I guess.
That's right. It's a total knee-jerk reaction.
Absolutely.
Now, I've seen several names of the video. What's its true title?
Only.
Only. And folks can find that on YouTube, Nicki Minaj Only. We have it on screen for TV viewers, but radio listeners. Now, there is some parental advice here. There is some profanity in it. But it's the imagery. Let's walk through the imagery for radio listeners who can't see us right now of what shook people up so much. Describe for people how you came up with this, the animation.
Absolutely. I designed the four characters sort of as the main pieces of the puzzle in order to create totalitarianism, which is, a dictator, religious themes, economic themes, political themes, all tied together to sort of control your mind into believing one thing. Which is something that the Nazis did very well and is very much alive today. So that's why I was trying to draw those two parallels between past and future. But I think people missed that connection.
Well, Jeff, watching it, the imagery is very scary. It is powerful. But I think it struck a nerve because people realize this is the type of culture that we are devolving into, militaristic, regimented, highly controlled. I'm just shocked that there were so many calls to censor the video and take it down. That pretty much proves the point of the fascism.
Absolutely. At the same time, it on one level, it hurts to see people from the Holocaust and this and that reaching out. But at the same time, I can't be sorry for a misinterpretation. You know, I have the utmost respect for people that fought in the war. I have the utmost respect for people that were in and lived through the Holocaust. I visited the Holocaust Museum in D.C. as a child. I'm very much aware of what that was like. So it has nothing to do with being ignorant to the past or anything like that. But I made the video as a statement because it should be scary, because I'm also that scared of what our future holds. Based on the way people react to media like this and other things.
Well, and I wouldn't call it just purely Nazi or fascist. It has some Soviet-style iconography, some occultic. And I think you're just saying we have an evil, overarching program, and we need to talk about it and discuss it. And I think because you point that out to people, they want to take it down because it scares them.
Absolutely. I mean, art is made to have discussions. I mean, if there isn't any passion or any discussion involved after a piece of art, then why is it really there, in my opinion?
What are the artists? I mean, obviously, you work some with Nicki Minaj on coming up with this. What's their view on the controversy?
To be honest, I really don't know, because we never really sat in the same room. It's just we passed the video onwards, and they gave me what they needed. And, you know, I applied what they needed, and then I added my own artistic voice to that. So, to be honest, I can't really speak on their behalf because I don't know.
But they obviously liked it because they green-lighted it.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I can't speak for them, but I think chances are they at least, maybe they didn't see the full message of what I was trying to get across, but I think they at least saw past the fact of it representing them as Nazis. I mean, obviously, that's why they released it, so...
Well, I see a quote here, I think, from you in Billboard. It says, the Young Money team came to me with a set of parameters in which they exactly stated something black and white, dark, ominous, with hints of imagery like Sin City or Metropolis.
Exactly.
Or Metalopolis. I mean, that's exactly what you did, is a high-tech Nazi Germany-style system. But when you look at it, it looks like our military's uniforms. It looks like our tanks. It mixes in occultic iconography. And I think people don't like the fact that's happening.
Absolutely. Chris Brown's uniform is actually designed directly off a U.S. general. The building in the middle is the Lincoln Memorial. You know, the planes are F-22s. Security cameras didn't exist, at least in that form, in the 1930s. So I've drawn a variety of different time periods. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm representing them as a generic totalitarian regime, which takes different facets of every country and time period into one, and I'm presenting it that way. So I think that maybe people, you know, just misunderstood and got bent out of shape as a result.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's crystal clear. Now they're wanting to censor feminist groups. The Princess Leia catcalling parody video. And even if you don't agree with catcalling, people have a right to do it, and people have a right to make videos about it. And just this culture of shut it down, turn it off, don't let them say that, is really very anti-American, I think, and is actually, you know, like I keep saying, it proves the fascism that you're warning about.
Absolutely, and I mean, and I think the media is also part of that problem, because they just take... They take something and they try to spin it to cause, you know, backlash and basically separate people and cause misunderstanding. I mean, you can just see from all the articles how certain ones would only pick certain parts of my quote for the shock value, not to try to clarify or really help people understand. Maybe they didn't understand or whatever. I can't speak for everyone, but
sure.
I think just the media plays a very detrimental role, I think, especially today.
Well, it's divide and conquer. Instead of dealing with real racism, real classism, big mega banks getting trillions in banker bailouts and being tax exempt, they want us thinking everything's racist or everything's bad, so we just sit down and shut up so we don't get accused of something, while they steal all of our freedoms collectively. And then anybody could look at your video and see that you're saying America is turning into Nazi Germany meets Metropolis. And before I'd even talked to you or seen your quotes, that was self-evident. And I just don't see how people can then say this is what you're doing. It's an agenda to shut up artists As long as you were on air pushing gangster rap, shoot up the cops, you know, race war garbage, why, you'd be just fine if you were, you know, making a video about slinging crack. They don't want hip-hop to get hardcore political like KRS-One, Professor Griff, Paris, and so many others have done, because hip-hop dominates the world now, and if it ever gets really awake, that's it for the New World Order, and their big weapon may backfire. Director, stay right there. I want to hear more from you straight ahead.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dead Mustaine. He's been politically active, whether you agree with him or not. I agree with most of what he has to say. He's a great guy. He shouldn't be slapped down when he criticizes the government or when he promotes the Second Amendment. So you can say whatever you want. Just don't try to take my right to speak away. Jeffrey Osborne, award-winning director, cinematographer, editor, jeffreymosborne.com. He's been criticized all over TV, all over Billboard, all over hundreds of publications to try to intimidate artists everywhere to not point out that our country, in many respects, has surpassed many other totalitarian regimes throughout history. Whether it's the NSA spying or the amount of people in prison or the phony drug war or tasering deaths or homeless getting shot and killed and the paramilitarization of police. Everybody knows this country's converting to a serious tyranny. And so he puts a video out without Nazi symbols or anything, but just fascist iconography, kind of Soviet too, and they freak out. He joins us now. I want to get him back on next week in the aftermath of all this. I think their attempt at censorship will just backfire. What do you think, Mr. Osborne? What are other points you'd like to make?
I think the video is still up, so I think it's there to stay. Who knows whether it'll be taken down in the future or not, but it's here to stay, and I think that if everything has led to this and me being on the show, then I think I've succeeded.
Well, brother, coming on here is not that big a deal. We just appreciate what you're doing. You were telling the crew that you are a listener?
Yes, I am. I actually think it's pretty surreal that I'm on this show right now speaking to you because, you are my hero, seriously.
Well, you're awesome, brother, but the grass is always greener on the other side. You are my hero. I mean, you're going out there and trying to wake people up. Some people aren't going to understand it. Some people are going to get mad at you, maybe because they don't like the artist you work for or something. But I mean, it's clear that your heart was pure in this, and it just shows how screwed up we've gotten that they're trying to censor it. I mean, it's really creepy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I knew that I had an outlet that would reach millions of people and may or may not, cause a stir or at least cause a conversation. It did just that. I don't want to say that I'm happy people are outraged, but it's at least raised bigger discussions because I've even seen on threads and this and that these conversations have sort of expanded into what I've said is about our First Amendment rights and censorship and Big Brother and all this. So some people get it, and it's starting those bigger conversations, which is exactly what my intention was.
Well, that's right. And look, I've done like Piers Morgan interviews and BBC interviews, a lot of others, where I genuinely get mad and yell at them and just kind of break the silence, don't play along. And at first, everybody says, oh, you're in a lot of trouble, you're discredited. But then 6 months later, they love you. 2 years later, it's just the best thing they ever saw in their life. And Alex Jones destroyed Piers Morgan. It was the end of his career, are the headlines. So it's the fact that you got that response shows that you're waking people out of their trance. And that's why they're upset, is because deep down, they know you're right. So great job.
Well, thank you. I hope so. So
any other points you'd like to add?
Absolutely. I mean, just a side note, I'm actually in Panama right now. I know I'd stated I was out of the country, but right now I'm working on a project about the illegal invasion of Panama and everything that went with it. And I've been getting interviews from all different types of people down here, and it's a very exciting story, and I'm excited to make it into a film.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the Panama Deception then?
Oh, I absolutely have. I actually had to buy the DVD directly from Barbara Trent because it's not for sale in stores. It was kind of shelved after she won the Academy Award. So,
that's right. Wow. I'd love to get her on with you when your film comes out. Because for folks that don't know, that was a total false flag. There were no kidnapped students. It was all made up. And they just mass murdered a bunch of people. I mean, I'm sorry. Yep. That was a criminal attack.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they lied about the number of dead. Even the UN, I mean, voted, I believe it was 72-20 that it was a flagrant violation of international law. But, of course, the U.S. can just come in and veto it. So,
and again, it's not that Manuel Noriega is a saint. It's kind of like Ricky Ross, though. He was their drug dealer in the whole Iran-Contra deal. He threatened to go public. And they said, no, you won't. And instead of the mafia doing a hit, the U.S. Army was the hit.
Exactly. I think that, once he was tired of being, used and this and that, he really wanted to do what was best for his country. And as soon as he had a conscience, we saw what happened. So,
wow. Do we know the name of the new film yet?
There is no name yet. It's still in development, but it's developing rapidly.
Well, you're an interesting fellow, and congratulations on all your work. We'd love to get you back on next week or something for an update.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, you're my hero. Everybody like you, Jeffrey. JeffreyMOsborne.com. All right. Take care, buddy. Great job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to put me on.
Thank you. The latest on being listed as terrorist, Ivan Bundy, joins us coming up next. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Well, you remember a few months ago, back during the whole Clive and Bundy situation in Nevada, Harry Reid came out and said that these people aren't patriots. They're domestic terrorists. You got the feds aiming guns at people, saying nowhere in the county, basically, without permission, could they hold a sign up. They said you have a free speech zone out in the middle of a desert, one little pin where there's no media. And then they beat up folks and had attack dogs go after them. And so thousands showed up, and a few people aimed guns at the cops because they were aiming guns at them, the feds. And I wouldn't have aimed guns at the cops, at the feds. I think that escalates things. But only a few people out of 2,000 did that, and they might have been plants, probably were. The feds were aiming guns the whole time first, though, saying, if you cross that line, we will shoot you. And David Knight and Josh Owens deserve medals. They marched to get the historic video, feds back down at Bundy Ranch. That video's got about 1 million views. You can go watch it. It should have 50 million views. And they said, we will shoot you. And men in military uniforms aiming M16s or M4 variants at them. And our guys walked across, and they had to back down. And, of course, they were holding the Bundy's cattle at their barn and basically killing them. So that's what happened. Now look, smart folks are walking towards the armored paramilitary feds. I don't want to call them cops with their hands up because very dangerous situation. And I don't want anybody to get hurt on either side, but is there no federal order that can't be followed? Because Obama is saying he's going to open the borders. He's going to take the guns under UN treaty. He's going to shut down the power plants. He's going to bring in the carbon taxes with the Chinese government, whether you like it or not, whether Congress likes it or not. Remember, Nixon said it's not illegal when the president does it. Well, we proved that wrong. I mean, was Hitler God? Because they misinterpret Romans 13 to say do whatever government says, if it's godly government, if it's in the right, if it's the people's government, not if it's Mao Zedong or Stalin or Fidel Castro. And, I mean, we know what this looks like. I'm sure those federal paramilitary BLM SWAT guys are probably, not bad guys. But why does the BLM have big SWAT teams? In fact, I think they put military guys in. They didn't look like regular folks. They looked like real military. And not just your standard army people, but vets. So they probably sheep-dipped in FBI hostage rescue team people or who knows what. But it's a serious situation. Now, one of Cliven's family tried to fly and was pulled out and then pulled out again and said, oh, you're on the terrorist list, basically. This is what this computerized system is all about. This is why they want to control our lives. It's not that we have something to hide. It's that the globalists want to control us and cannot be given these unconstitutional powers. We're going to talk to Cliven Bundy for an update here in just a moment. First off, Secret 12. It's 2 years in the making. It is the most powerful form of fused vitamin B12 out there. Half of the component is the exact pharmacological type that you inject, and the other type is another bioavailable form that group thinks synergistically works with it. All I know is, I said half. It's 80% of the type that you inject, and it's 20% of the other type. I guess an earlier version had half and half. The point is that it is amazing, and I put it in water personally and then drank it. You can just put it in your mouth. Tastes great, and there's nothing in there but vitamin B12, and nobody else has put something else out like this. The pills don't absorb and are synthetic most of the time. Okay, this is the best lingual or sublingual out there. Secret 12, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, there's a 5% promo code of N-O-W at the shopping cart. When you say now at checkout in the box, you get 5% off the already discounted products, and you can get 10% off on Survival Shield X2 right now as part of the Bio Defense Pack at InfoWarsLife.com, or again, 888-253-3139. And when you buy the Come and Take It t-shirts, the Molon Labe t-shirts, or long sleeves, when you purchase the books and videos, you get tools to spread the word, and you support this radio show. You heard that award-winning cinematographer, filmmaker, saying he's super influenced by this show. He's down there basically making a Panama Deception Part 2, I would guess, from what he said, like reaching out to the original maker who won the Academy Award, and then it was never sold in stores. Because, I mean, that film was incredible. He's down there making basically an updated one. And that's how this show and others have influenced the culture. We're all in this together. Some folks may not like my delivery. I don't like it a lot of the time. But I got all these great reporters and researchers. Maybe you like their delivery. Or maybe you like that director's delivery. Maybe you like his style. We want freedom. We want to share it with each other. We love each other. We have goodwill towards humanity. That's what it's all about. Now, there's been big developments on the Bundy Ranch, too. They're now saying that it's not just an environmental area, but it's this critical area, which under UN rules means people can't even enter it. They got caught with the map saying it would be the set-aside for the Chinese solar farm. That is, they're allowed to build on one area, then this is the environmental easement. And then they go, Chinese aren't building on that land. We go, no, we know. It's a set aside. The city does that. Yeah, you got 4 acres. You can build condos on half of it. The other area has to be green belt set aside. It's the same deal. But they prey on your ignorance that you don't know development rules. So there's been new developments on that front. And we're joined by Clive and Bundy, 7 generations there with open surface rights. Folks don't know what that means. They go, make that guy get off government land. The government came later after he had surface rights and told him he didn't. And, yeah, they had a federal court say that, yeah, he has to basically get off. Well, you know, they got federal courts saying Obama can take your guns without a law in Congress. You got federal courts saying he can open the borders up without Congress. You got them saying he can raise taxes without Congress. That's a load of bull, folks. It's called tyranny. You got to decide what side you're on. Clive, thanks for coming on. That's quite an introduction, I know, but you can jump in wherever you like.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And I want to say hello to America. It's nice to be able to visit with you one more time. Here on Bundy Ranch, you know, we have been enjoying some freedom since that standoff with the feds. And, you know, we the people did drive those feds out of this part of the county and off Bundy Ranch. And we have really enjoyed some freedom and liberties. And we've been able to ranch and, you know, picnic, have off-road enjoyment and enjoy this land. And so we, in that sense, we have accomplished a lot. And we're feeling good about it. But we need to get our state to stand up for statehood and our county sheriff to stand up to protect their life, liberty, and property. But, hey, we're progressing. We're doing good in America.
Well, you're right. And the feds were tasering people in the middle of nowhere that held up signs, attack dogs. They were creeping around everywhere. Harry Reid, you come out and said you're basically a terrorist. That's backfired. There's been a major political realignment. I want to talk about the political realignment and what happened to your son. But first off, Cliven, let's talk about the current state out there. Are they shooting kids bicycling in the back? Are they still pointing guns at ranchers? Are they still harassing everybody, or what's going on?
Well, they're not doing that on Bundy Ranch, and they're not doing that in this part of Clark County, but they are doing it all over the western United States. They've increased their power off this area, and they are abusing the citizens and the citizens' property rights. And, you know, you wouldn't want to think that they're going to shoot some kid in the back, but, hey, they've been doing that, and we haven't got that far stopped. You know, the people at Bundy's standoff made a mandate of the sheriff. He said, take those arms away from those federal agencies, those federal bureaucracy. If you took those arms away, they wouldn't be shooting people in the back. They don't have no jurisdiction or authority to do it now, but they are doing it. And we got to have sheriffs across this the United States that are constitutional, the sheriffs with the proper jurisdiction and authority. And they're the one that's supposed to shoot somebody in the back if he's that bad a criminal, not these federal officers.
Well, since when does a free country have hundreds of agencies running around dressed up in Army outfits? They should go join the Marine Corps.
Well, sure, if they want to play Army. But, you know, this is where Harry Reid comes in. Harry Reid has developed armies, and not only Harry Reid, it's our federal government. But let's blame it on to Harry for a minute. Harry Reid has backed up all of these different bureaucracy agencies, and it's not only BLM and Forest Service and Park Service, but, you know, it's the school and Homeland Security and on. He's armed these people. You know, our federal government has armed these people with military weapons. Now, those people are not armed to protect us against foreign nations and foreign people, invasion. They're armed to kill American people. And that's the proof of Bundy's standoff was proof. That's what they come for.
I can't believe they threaten to shoot people if you cross the line. But America stood up to that intimidation. But Reid is just looking for a way to come after you. Let's play that terrorist clip to remind folks what he's been saying. And then we'll get your take on it.
You two coming with me.
So these people who throw themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are in a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
That's right. That clip took a minute to play, but you've got the floor, Clive, and talk about it.
Well, what happens here is when they earmark you as a domestic terrorist, and when he actually said later that it was a violent domestic terrorist, he puts that earmark upon me and my family and all of those that stood with us. Now, what the current event was is, you know, I have a son that was going to try to fly from Phoenix, Arizona to Salt Lake City. Well, when he goes to get a clearance there, what is it? He's earmarked domestic terrorist. And so they won't let him on the plane. They take him to the search him and carry on for an hour and a half. He has him and his daughter, and he missed their plane flight. And so when he leaves that airport, he says, oh, I'm earmarked as a domestic terrorist. I'm going to go down to the local gun store and see if I can buy a gun, see if I'm listed there. And sure enough, they would not sell him a gun. He was he's been earmarked in that list, on that blacklist. And so if they did that to one of my sons, evidently they could be doing that to all of us, and all of us that stood against him for sure.
Continue going down the line, then. What do you think of this major political realignment? Do you think that's a repudiation of these type of activities by Harry Reid? He's one of the most unpopular people out there.
Well, political realignment don't mean anything to me. You know what means something to me is when our United States congressmen realize, and our President of the United States, and our Supreme Court realize that they only have limited power over certain things here in America. Now, when they get back there and take care of their business back in Washington, D.C., and they make legislation over those things that they're in charge of, that's just fine. But when they come out here in these sovereign states in America and start telling us what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and if we don't do it, they're going to bring an army against us, we're not going to put up with that. Not us people here in America. And those people have a place, but it's not here in these sovereign states. They have very little to do with these sovereign states. I'm not saying they don't have nothing, but their courts and their bureaucracies have nothing, very little to do in these sovereign states of America.
Elaborate on that.
Well, for example, this is a current event. They're coming back with retaliation against Bundy Ranch right now and the people of Southern Nevada. What are they doing? They're putting more environmental restrictions on the land. It's called Areas of Critical Environmental Concern, ACEC. They're basically making all of Southern Nevada ACEC, and basically what's happened in the past on these environmental issues and this public so-called public land, they've said, we're going to give you and what we're going to do is we're going to give you, you can go down the sidewalk, but you can't get off on the grass. And if you get off on the grass, we're going to fine of $400 or $500. You know, that ruins the picnic. But this new regulation they're putting up over the land is taking away the sidewalks. So, no, in other words, don't go down the sidewalks. You can't go down the sidewalks without getting a $500 fine. So that's a new restriction they're putting over Bundy's Ranch and also all over the southern Clark County, Nye County, and Lincoln County, portions of them Southern Nevada.
Well, so sure, for those that don't know.
Restriction, retaliation against we the people for standing up against the feds.
Well, for those that don't know, Cliven, Congress had maps put together off the UN coordinates of areas that would be completely off human use. And guess what? You live in an area that they basically have completely out of human use, but then only the globalists are allowed to operate in those areas. This is how they make their land more valuable. They make all the other land unusable except the land they own. That's how they create artificial scarcity, and this is an Agenda 21 UN scam up one side and down the other. Now they're coming in with EPA rules, trying to ban people's children carrying the trash out or working on the farm. Proposed water rule could put property rights of every American entirely at the mercy of the EPA. The proposed rule has ignited a firestorm of protest. So they are coming out on every front. Obama says that China doesn't have to cut their carbon. We're going to cut ours and double the price. That means double the price of our energy. I mean, this is a strategy to shut us down. You said there were 30-plus families that came in on those wagon trains in the 1870s into your county, you know, when your great-great-great-great-granddaddy was there. You're one of the last families. Aren't you the last?
I am the last of the cattle rancher that actually uses this land.
No, you're a bad person. Listen, if you weighed 600 pounds and wore 6X underwear, you could get on a bus, come to the U.S., they'll load you on a bus, take you and put you on welfare. You can sit there and watch daytime soap operas and get up to 1,000 pounds. But the fact that you produce food and are hardworking, aren't a criminal, that's why you got to be hunted down, Cliven.
Yep, I guess. But you know what? I want to talk to you about something that's happening. You know, there's a line drew. Let's look at it as like a white line down the highway. And I want your audience to shut their eyes and say, okay, I see a black road here with a white line. You know, we in America now have drawn a line. And you're either going to be on the constitutional, where we believe in the Constitution of the United States, the supreme law of the land, or, and I'll add more to that, the inspired Constitution, the supreme law of the land. And we're going to believe in sovereign states and state law and county governments and county sheriff having a jurisdiction and authority of policing power and arresting power. And his job, we pay him to do that job, and his job is to protect our life, liberty, and property. And also it goes a little further. You know, we elect our judges at the county level.
I hear you. Stay there. We need to make them stand up and do their job, not become federal minions, and the feds themselves have been captured by the globalists. That's how you conquer America. I want to talk about your son getting put on the no-fly list when we come back.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
America. You are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa,
Baltimore,
Salvador.
Live on Monday, I really appreciate you spending time with us today. You're right, there's a line. You're either going to stand up for the Constitution, due process, and prosperity, or you're going to join with the globalist gang, people like Harry Reid that get up on television and say that, you know, that you're a terrorist for not letting them completely run everybody off the land who've been there since 1877. Now, let's talk about your son and what they've been doing to him. This is an example for everybody. And if we give into this intimidation, they'll end up taking over even more. Oh, you better not criticize the government. They won't let you fly. That's the whole reason we shouldn't have internal checkpoints. It isn't for terrorism. It's for us. Just like the Patriot Act they now admits for the American people. It was always meant for that. Clive and Bundy.
Yes. Now, let me go back here. I want to wake your people up here. You know, they got their eyes shut looking down that white line on that black road. They better wake up and decide which side of that line they're on. And, you know, I didn't finish. You know, I said that the sheriff has the constitutional jurisdiction and authority. And we, the people, elect that sheriff, and we, the people, pay that sheriff. You know, one of the problems we have in America is the federal government is paying our sheriff. No, that's not their duty to pay the sheriff. We, the people of the county that elected that man, is the one that pays him. And then he has some respect and honor back to protect our life, liberty, and property. But if the feds is paying his wages and his expenses and his operation, who does he respect? That's a problem. That's not only a problem with the sheriff. That's a problem with our school districts and our county governments and our state governments and our health and welfare programs. We need to start paying the bill ourselves, not the federal government. But I want to show you, I want to look on the other side of this line. This other line, you express it pretty good. That is where we have a social government, where we have communist-type government, where we have all these big bureaucracies, and we have all of this assumption of unlimited power through the policing's power, and where those people that have contracts with the federal government are on that side of the line also. They're not on the constitutional side. They're on the big government side, the central government side. We have got to clean this America up, and each individual has got to decide which kind of life do we want to have, this free life with liberty and justice for all, or this other communist socialist.
I agree with you. We're almost out of time, Clive, and can you update us on your son and the harassment when he flies?
Yes, I can. Where we're at on that is, refused to let him fly, refused to sell him a gun, and then, of course, what's happening is the feds are running backwards on this now. They're saying, hey, Mr. Bundy, you can fly, you can buy a gun. But you know what that is for America? That's a win. We are winning this battle. There's another win also just happening yesterday and today, and that's on this ACEC. You know what? They had a hearing yesterday, a public comment hearing on these ACECs in Las Vegas, Nevada. There was a group of people met there, the off-roaders, the picnickers, the campers. I had a representative there representing livestock. And guess what they did? They controlled the people where they wasn't able to talk or express their feelings. Well, they have another meeting in Nevada, which is another about 50, 60 miles northwest of Las Vegas. And guess what? They canceled that meeting today. Why?
Hold on, I want to do five more.
People are organizing themselves, and people are not going to stand up to the federal government just running over and managing their land anymore. Those people are ready to be sovereign citizens of the state of Nevada.
Clive, I'm almost out of time here. We got to go to break. Do five more minutes with me in overdrive so you can finish your point on this. I want to specifically talk about these meetings that are happening with people getting riled up straight ahead. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.